Distinguished Chair, Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished participants, colleagues. Diversity has enriched our world since the very dawn of time. In nature, the strongest ecosystems have the most species and the most variety, while biodiversity provides us with fresh water, clean air, high-quality soil, and crop pollination. On the other hand, monocultures are fragile and susceptible to disease, and the decline in biodiversity is threatening our way of life. Even evolution, the very path that led humanity to this moment in time, is intrinsically connected to diversity. Our world is constantly in flux. Cultures grow and evolve. Science, medicine, architecture, art, and music have all flourished when different communities and cultures intersect, while societies that lack diversity stagnate. Diversity is the fuel of life, and minorities are a fundamental part of the rich kaleidoscope that makes up our world. We must do more to protect them. And for 17 years, the United Nations Forum on Minority Issues has worked towards this very goal. Today, it is asking essential questions about minority voices in public spaces. How are minorities represented? Who gets to tell their stories? And how can we build societies that truly give a voice and platform to minorities? We live in a divided, polarized, unequal world where many political and economic leaders are taking advantage of global challenges to stoke anger at minorities. Denying minorities a voice is the first step towards denying their wider rights. It renders them invisible and prevents them from participating in society. It also creates space for ugly, false representations of minorities that perpetuate stereotypes, fuel prejudice, and incite hostility. This is despicable, short-sighted, and just plain wrong. Scapegoating minorities is part of the politics of distraction. It will not solve social or economic problems. Minority rights are human rights. We must enable minorities to tell their own stories, and we must truly listen when they do. States must lead the way by ensuring the effective participation and access of minority groups to public spaces and by actively promoting their fair representation across the public sphere. Traditional and social media platforms play a vital role, and they must give minority groups the space to share their stories. Instead of amplifying hate speech and negative representations of minorities, social media platforms must prioritize human rights, accountability, and transparency in their business model. Distinguished participants, inclusive societies are more vibrant and more cohesive, more creative. Diverse economies are more prosperous and resilient. And states that protect the rights of minorities are more peaceful and stable. Minorities benefit, and everybody wins. So I urge states to promote human rights and protect minorities, give them a platform, amplify their voice, and embrace diversity. That process starts here today. Maximize the potential of this annual forum and lead the way towards more inclusive, just, equal societies for everyone. Thank you.